Some troubling video raising some big questions about the South Bay restaurant. It shows an employee throwing what appears to be frozen ribs on the ground in a parking lot to prep them, I guess, for use in the restaurant.
Today, that video sparked a visit from health inspectors. NBC Barrie's Damian Trujillo has the very latest.
The video captures a person who the restaurant describes as an employee throwing frozen ribs onto the ground. Someone took the video from the rooftop and posted it on social media.
I felt that it was very disturbing. Yes. And they call it love. You call it faux love. I said, no.
Today, county health inspectors arrived at Faux Love to ask questions and ultimately shut down the restaurant, citing both sanitation issues and insect or rodent concerns. The public health department asked us not to show the inspectors' faces for safety reasons. They spent more than 3 hours inside before red tagging the restaurant.
Oh, gosh. Totally. And
they closed them down for a bit.
Yeah. And it seemed like a nice place. Pretty bad, pretty sad.
The restaurant's owner agreed to talk to us, but not on camera, also fearing retaliation. He told me the employee involved needs to be held accountable for what he says is an isolated incident. He also says he takes full responsibility for what happened. A search of public records shows Faux Love passed its last three public health inspections with scores of 91, 93, and 95. The latest was just this past September. Faux Love also has mostly good reviews on Yelp with 3.5 stars. But tonight, there are already comments on the platform alerting customers about the video that's getting a lot of traction online. The owner tells me once it passes reinspection, rebuilding his restaurant's reputation is job number one. He says he knows it's going to be a tough task, but the military veteran vows to earn back his customers' trust.
That's so messed up. That is super messed up. Because I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of times, because you can't be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can be in business for forever. You can be in business for forever, and the next thing you know, all it takes is one Keith Lee, one hidden camera, somebody standing on a roof, to see you doing something or to see them doing something that you ain't never supposed to do before. And next, you know, people that's not even from your city, people that ain't never ate at your restaurant before, are going to go online and they're going to go to Google reviews and they're going to go to Yelp and they're going to go to your TikTok page and they're going to go all of that. And they're going to just completely destroy your restaurant. I was talking to somebody this morning. It's funny that I'm reviewing this because I was looking at this video. I said, yeah, I want to share this on the Millionaire Morning Show today. I was talking to somebody this morning on the phone and they said, what's the name of that restaurant? I ain't going to say, you know, the name of the restaurant or nothing. They said, you used to order from there on DoorDash and you used to get X, Y, and Z from there. What's it at? Because I want to order something from there. And I said, we're not ordering from there no more. Mm-mm. That restaurant is off the list. It's unliked. It's not hearted as a favorite on DoorDash anymore. And I think I actually came in here and I told y'all. And he said, why? Why? I want to order this. I want to order that. I said, I went in there. I wanted to see. Because if I order from a place more than one or two times, I got to go in and I got to see it for myself. So I go in there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to leave out 20 minutes early. I'm going to order and I'm going to go and pick it up. And I'm going to leave them a tip in person instead of having to go up, you know, do it on DoorDash or do a delivery driver. Man, I went in there. I just started standing still. I straightened up. And the reason that I start standing still and straightened up, I get nervous when I see roaches, bro. I get nervous. Honestly, I went to my homeboy's house when I was a little kid. He lived one block down from me. And he was like, hey, bro, let's play. You know, we doing this tournament tonight. And I had to be, I had to be in high school at that point, probably ninth grade or something. So I walked down the street to my homeboy's house and I went to the basement and everybody was sitting on the couch. And so I walked downstairs into the basement straight from the side door. And I looked up and I seen a roach. I seen more than one moving around. Immediately, I started planning my escape. Immediately, I'm planning my escape. Hey, y'all, my mom said I had to be back home in a minute, bro. I just stopped moving. I freeze because I don't want to touch nothing. I don't want to see nothing. I started walking back home. And my mom was like, why are you coming back so fast? She said, they got roaches. I said, yeah. She said, take all your clothes off right now. Take everything off right now. I said, what you mean? Go in the backyard, undress, take off all your clothes, all the way naked, and we burning everything. We burning everything. We not doing that. I ain't never, ever, even in the hood, I ain't never, ever in my life ever had a roach in my house. That is a no-go. When I went down to Miami, I don't plan on ever moving to Miami, bro. I don't ever plan on moving to Miami. I remember I went down to Miami and when I was living down there in Miami, so I lived there over the wintertime. And so I had booked it because I didn't expect to be there for the whole 4 or 5 months. I booked it for like 2 months in the spot in Midtown. And so when I went to go rebook it again, the guy was like, oh, I can't book you for a whole month because somebody else already booked that. I said, all right, cool. So I booked another spot. I said, all right, we just go to a different city. I mean, you know, a different spot over in Miami. So I booked another spot over in Coral Gables. I go up. So I go to check on it before it so we can go and get all of our stuff and move over to the other spot. And I cut the light on. I see something scurry across. Cut the light right back off. Walked out. Started talking to her through the app. Hey, I can't be here. I need my money back. I've seen some roaches. I don't want to report it. So let's just amicably split and let's keep it moving, bro. I don't play, man. I don't play when it comes to the critters, bro. And then I start telling people like, yeah, man. I was talking to my homeboy that was in Miami with me. I said, hey, man, the fuck is up with these roaches? What? Oh, man, that's just water bugs. Nigga, what? I said, you know what? I'm going to book a nice place. I'm going home, bro, after this. When the rest of the country open back up, I'm going home, man. See, here in Michigan, and this is the blessing. This is the other side. Because I know y'all want to live in these tropical climates, and y'all just see roaches. Y'all call them water bugs. They fly. They get fat as fuck because you never have a winter. Y'all think that it's okay for y'all to just be having bugs running around, and that's just normal. No, I'm from the north. I ain't even from the north. I'm gonna say the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest, north from Florida. Man, I'm not doing it. I'm not playing that game. Nope. So when I went in that restaurant, I'm gonna bring the story full circle. When I went in that restaurant, And then you be trying to play it off like you ain't seen one. Let me tell you how stupid people are, how stupid I am. This is how we are. We don't want to get embarrassed for the restaurant owner. We don't want to get embarrassed for the people. Nigga, and when I left out, because I said, all right. I said, you know what? I'm going to pay for my stuff right now. And I just want to be a good Samaritan. I said, I want to be a good Samaritan. Give it to somebody else. You know, on the street or whatever. Give it to somebody else on the street. I walk out and I'm like, ooh, Jesus. My dumb ass, I'm up there trying to not be nervous like they don't see roaches. They work in there. How don't they see it? How don't they see it? I said, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not doing it. I'm not. I can't. I just crossed the restaurant off my list. When I find out, I can't unsee what I saw. So this restaurant owner, they messed up. It's messed up for them because they're never going to be able to recover from this. They're going to have to get out of, they're going to have to change their name from Faux Love. He probably worked his whole life. They probably didn't have this restaurant open for all this time. Now you see a dude over there throwing meat on the ground. A young nigga throwing meat on the ground.
Latest.
With the meat wide open, with the back door open, doing dumb stuff. Throwing meat on the ground. So now, and this is why I can't, this is why I can't mess with the, when you do brick and mortar, man, you get, this is one of the few industries, especially when it comes to food, because people don't play with their food. A reputation could just travel far. It's one of the few industries where it only take one bad experience or one person saying something. I done seen people that ain't never been to a specific restaurant say, don't they got this? Ain't this what? Nope. And then you ruin your whole, you could put $1 million in the building out this restaurant and it's gone forever because of somebody's bad decisions. It ain't got nothing to do with who trained them, Tails. Tails, listen. You can't even control regular everyday people. What are we talking about? It's hard to convince a regular person to do what they're supposed to. Man, you can't even tell your kids. You tell your kids to be on their best behavior when they go to school. Next thing you know, you get a phone call. Yep, your kid was in there acting out, cursing, getting out of control. You get them back home. You're like, who kid are you? Who trained you to do this? You know what I'm saying? Who trained you to be out here throwing the meat on the ground? You're not my kid. You can't even get your kid half the time to do what they supposed to do. They get in front of their friends and not next thing you know they want to show out. So what makes you think you, these employees, you said, hey man, defrost the meat, pull it out the night before, let it thaw out, and then, you know, we go, this nigga probably didn't fell asleep, he got there early, and now he in the back throwing the meat on the ground. You never know what people are doing. You never know what people are doing, bro.